Page 22, On the Lighter Side by Evelyn Drury. Hello, everyone. By the time this reaches you, summer will be beginning to wind down. I certainly hope you will have had a fun and safe time, and if perchance any of you had occasion to experience a $1,500 glass of wine, I hope it didn't involve your expensive computer equipment. This adventure comes to us from our editor, Mike Keithley, so here he is to tell his story. Page 23. I've never been to a French restaurant, but 15 years ago I had a $1,500 glass of wine. For the last 20 years, my wife and I have been going to Orcas Island, Washington, for a few days each summer. Orcas is a very peaceful place about 70 miles north of Seattle on Puget Sound. We always go to a quiet, inexpensive resort called Lieberhaven. The first thing we do after getting off the ferry is stock up on groceries, bananas, cereal, and such, and a bottle of white Zinfandel. And if the blackberries are ripe, they're all over the place, we get Bisquick for fresh tarts. I always bring my laptop and braille display to do tasks while Star is reading. One night we'd finished dinner, and I had this glass of wine by my system to enjoy while I was working. Well, I knocked it over, dousing the braille display. Crackle, hiss, smoke. I turned the thing off quickly and got a cloth towel to try to clean the unit. I fervently hoped it would work. When I turned it on, it didn't. More smoke. So that was that for my system, and I packed it up. I took the display to TSC when we got home, and it cost $1,500 to completely replace the braille display modules. The technician said, "Don't do that again. You might not be so lucky next time." So, $1,500 glasses of wine really can come your way. And mine was good, too.